that's right. We're right down here at the Greenwood Library. I tell you what, I'm down in the Veterans Center here, and I tell you what, this place is popping. We got people looking at books. We got people buying books. We got a checkout center, and we have oodles and oodles of books. I'm just looking around. My goodness, this must have taken a while to do, right, Dana?
We actually did it with our wonderful volunteers yesterday morning from 9 to 12:30. All these books came in here and got organized.
Absolutely. Dana Ellis, you are the head of the volunteers here at the library, correct?
Yeah, I'm the volunteer coordinator at the library, and we run the book sales on volunteers. They raise money for the Friends of the Library, who sponsor the children's programs, the teen programs in the summer, do special things for the library that aren't in the regular budget.
Absolutely. Well, already you started yesterday afternoon, and it goes through Monday at noon. Is that right?
That's right. Monday at noon, we close it down, and Monday will be bargain day.
Monday will be bargain day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, does that mean we don't have any bargains here now?
Oh, we've got thousands of bargains. Just wonderful bargains. We have more novels, I think, than we've ever had. So if somebody's looking for fiction for a summer vacation, summer read, please come.
We're all looking to escape a little bit, aren't we, Dana?
Absolutely.
Well, just so the people will know, what kind of prices are they? What's the most expensive book here?
We have beautiful coffee table books for $5 each. The regular novels, the hardcover books, run $3 each, and that's for a book that would normally sell for $27, $28. The oversized paperbacks are $2. The regular paperbacks are only 50 cents, so you can take a whole beach vacation's worth for almost nothing. We have loads of nonfiction. We have cookbooks, art books, have a great variety.
Well, this is such a great opportunity to stock up, and they also make such great gifts. You know, when you want to take a bunch of books and package them together, give them to a shut-in, somebody that maybe is going on a trip and needs some reading material, but this is an excellent opportunity. Now, you only do this twice a year, right?
Yes, spring and fall.
So this is the springtime. You are going to be able to come out here, enjoy yourself. Do you have any idea how many books you had when you started?
Ooh, I estimated 8,000.
8,000 books? That's an entire library for some people.
More than I've got in my house, that's for sure.
Wow, well, that's terrific. Well, this is what we have going on down here at the Greenwood Library. Now, the hours of the library are, for people that may not know, the hours are?
Today we close at 5:30. Tomorrow it's 9 to 5:30. Saturday, it's noon to 4. Sunday, it's 2 to 5:30. And then our hours Monday are 9 to 12. The library will be open later, but the book sale will only be open till noon.
Wow. Well, you need to come out here. They have become famous. I mean, the book sales have become famous as something that is a lot of fun to do. Well, Dana, thank you so much for talking to us. Dana Ellis, now let me just ask you a quick question before I let you go, though. Do you ever need volunteers, or do you have all you can handle here?
Oh, we always need volunteers. We have a great variety of things for people to do, different times, different days. We specialize in being flexible and suiting our needs to the volunteers' needs. And I know we do need volunteers right now in the literacy ESL programs especially. So if anybody has a yen to be a teacher, there we are.
All right, Dana, now if somebody wants to sign up to or find out more about being a volunteer, what do they need to do?
They can call me, 941-4654. They can call Lois Strauss. They can stop in the library and pick up an application form and turn it in.
Oh, my God, you have to apply for this job? How does this work? Oh, my God, an application.
Well, it's more for we need your name and your address. We need an emergency contact. We've been very lucky. So far, nobody's gotten sick here, but we need to know who to contact if you do need help of some kind, even if your car won't start once you're here. And that's basically why we do it.
Okay. I was afraid you were asking for, you know, my last job and all this kind of stuff.
No.
All right. Well, Dana, thanks so much. I'll probably talk to you before I leave, but one of the things we're going to do is peruse around and look at some of the books. But while we have this opportunity, I have Lois Strauss here. Lois, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for coming out here.
I'm telling you, this is exciting, isn't it?
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is. Now, I understand that you are working with the Mango program. Is that a Mango Jambo Dambo? What are we doing here? What's going on?
It's a great opportunity that the library got thanks to a grant from Dollar General Store. It's called the American Dream Toolkit Grant. And we offer anybody who has a computer and has a library card with Greenwood County Library can access the a program that allows them to learn up to 49 different foreign languages, including French, Spanish, German, and then also teaching English as a second language using 11 different languages to.
Well, you know, that is fascinating. You were just telling me that your daughter is over in Denmark, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that she was able to access Danish right here at the Greenwood Library living over there. How's that? That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, she came on to greenwoodcountylibrary.org, and then all you do is you put in your, you click on Mango, and you put in your library card number here, and that's the way you access the program that we've bought through the grant. You know,
I think this is fascinating. Now, this will take it from, this is like some of those other programs out there, like, dare I say, Rosetta Stone, but it's no cost, right?
Right. Thanks to the grant, we have bought the subscription to it, and that's how we're able to offer it.
And anybody that has a library card can access it, correct?
Uh-huh. And we were very lucky there were 44 public libraries in the whole United States that were chosen, and we were one of them.
Doesn't that always blow your mind away when something like that happens, when you think, this is Little Greenwood, and here they were one of 44. That's pretty awesome. And that's Dollar General. That was a grant through Dollar General, correct?
Yes. Dollar General Literacy Foundation is funding it, and it's through the American Library Association as well.
So how long will you have this program? Do you have any idea?
Well, we've subscribed to the first year, and we're going to reassess at the end of the year, see how happy people are with it.
Sure.
We've got a lot of happy people so far.
So people have already been using the program, correct?
Yes, definitely.
And have you had any people coming in speaking foreign languages to you saying, I learned it on Mango?
One person has said she wishes that before she went to France that she had known that Mango was available.
Well, you know, I was talking about it on the radio, and one of the things I was saying, you know, if you know you're taking a trip, you're going out of the country, why not go ahead and get on with the Mango? Even if you're not perfect at it, at least you'll be able to, you know, understand maybe and respond with a we little word that can make you do it. But if you really study it, you should get very proficient, correct?
Well, there's two levels. The basic level targets travelers with simple greetings and information about a culture, and the complete level course is for learners who want to speak a language more fluently. So
you can take two levels. If you're going on vacation, you want to get the beginning level there, at least you'd be able to say, come on, tally-voo. Some of those phrases like that, yes, that bonjour. That'd be great. So this is a real boom for the library. You know, I think their online programs continually to expand. It really is exciting what the technology is able to do, but also what the Greenwood Library is able to do in grants and whatnot, isn't it?
Yes, this is the third grant that our new ESL and literacy program has gotten. And so we've been able to extend a lot of resources for our volunteers and our students. And this grant allows us to get some laptops for the ESL students and their volunteers to use in their classrooms. And so it's been just terrific.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that we are getting ready to have, you need some tutors, that you're going to be having some ESL tutors, 7 hours over 2 days. That's going to be Tuesday, April 23rd and Tuesday, April 30th, both 9 to 12:30. And you have a veteran ESL trainer, Judy Davis. She's going to be actually doing the programs. So how many volunteers are you actually looking for, Lois?
Oh, as many people as want to come will find a place for you, I'm sure.
The more the merrier?
Sure.
That's great. Now, tell us a little bit about the program.
Yeah, give us a call here at the library if you'd like to volunteer and get in on this tutor training that starts on the 23rd. It's first come, first serve. We have, I think, 20 spots, and we've got just 10 people so far. So there's still room for anybody that wants to give us a call.
Now, the program, as far as doing the tutoring, you do that here at the library with the students, or how does that actually work?
Here at the library, when the Literacy Council closed about a year and a half ago, we were...
It left a big void in the community, didn't it?
Yeah. Prudence Taylor, the director, realized that, with our central location and the soundproof study rooms and classrooms that are available here, that we could really fill that need. And so far we've served over 100 students with over 40 volunteers.
That's terrific. So this will be a new session now. Will this be going through the summer? Is this what we're looking at, or just for the spring, or how will this work?
It's year-round, and if you can't come on Tuesday morning for this session, in September we're offering another session on a Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon.
Well, that's terrific. I mean, we have such a large population that needs to be able to speak English, just like we need to learn some of these other languages to be able to communicate. And I think it's great that the library is able to bring all this together, because it's all about communicating with the library, whether it's the spoken word or the written word.
And we're also involved in literacy. We have individual training for that. And that's anywhere from teaching ABCs and phonics, spelling, to maybe reading comprehension and higher level writing skills. So what we do is we figure out what the student needs and find them a volunteer that is able to do it, to give it to them.
Well, that is quite a project, quite a coordination. I tell you what, I think it's time for South Carolina News. Am I on it, Andy?
It's done started.
Is it time?
It's done started.
Just started. Hey, we're going to join South Carolina News in Progress. I am live from the Greenwood County Library right here in the Veterans Room. I tell you what, it looks a little different today. It's loaded with over maybe 8,000 books. It's in the more that go out the door, the less they have to pack up. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I'm right here at the Greenwood Library, and I've got to say, I just found a book that I am going to get, the big bands, the soloists and the singers, 1929 to 1956. Gosh, that is a treasure right there. I also heard they have a collection that a architect that was retiring brought all his professional magazines here. So if you are in interior design or just looking at love looking at great design and whatnot, that might be something that would interest you. And we are right here looking at the cookbooks. My God, there's a lot of cookbooks here, Dana.
Isn't it wonderful? I'm waiting for somebody to come cook me a meal out of one of them.
Well, I just was looking at them. Let's see. One of them was you on a diet. Yes, there you go. You losing weight. So living with the GI diet. There's one. Don't go to the cosmetic counters without me. Interesting. Mrs. Hawaii's cookbook, porches and sunrooms. I tell you what, there is every type of book that you could imagine. So if you think, I need to learn a little bit more about, I don't know, cooking, a little bit more about design, a little about, I saw some great biographies here too. you can come get them and get them at, I'm just going to use the word cheap. Cheap prices, because that's what it is. Normally you wouldn't use that word, but in this case, I think that's what we need to say. Don't you, Dana?
I think so. Plus, we have a deal for any children who come, from infants through high school. They get one book of their choice for free. As a gift to friends.
I've always found that very interesting, because Peggy has told my radio partner in the morning, of course she's the president of the Friends of the Library, she has told some stories about mom and dad thinking that you should like this book here, but the child picks out something totally different, and the parents always seem to be blown away by the choice.
That's true, and that we have the teenagers who can get a book. It doesn't have to be a kid's book or even a young teen book. They can pick from any book they want for free.
I think I've heard stories about young people, young kids, picking out a coffee table book.
Well, the high-end books, maybe not, but everything else. We did have some collectible books before that were definitely high-end, $20, and they were not on the free category. But we will, any teacher who is buying books for her classroom, we'll give a 20% discount on her purchases. We have wonderful classics. We have a couple of huge, what I call church tables, full of classics. And they would be wonderful for an English teacher. We have children's books for elementary teachers. We have science books, math books. We'd be glad to try to help them out to stock their classrooms.
Well, there you go, 20% off for teachers when you're buying for your classroom. So it is an awesome, awesome time. Now, do you also have some, in the past, I know you've had some DVDs or CDs. Do we have any of those this time?
We do have some. We also have, if you still have a VCR, we have the entire collection of Upstairs, Downstairs, the original 36 tapes that we're selling for $10 for the set. So if you still have a VCR and you loved Upstairs, Downstairs, we've got the deal for you.
See, you never know what you're going to find, and isn't that the beauty of it? It doesn't have to be new stuff. Sometimes there's things that you wish you would have gotten, but you never had the opportunity. You look around, you can't find it, but you could find it right here at the Greenwood County Library, right here in the Veterans Auditorium. And what a great facility that's turned out to be, whether it's for movies that the library has had. Sunday afternoon, you're having a speaker come in, I think, isn't that right? A speaker, Southern Writers, yes, she will be here. I don't remember her name, but I know 3 p.m. on Sunday, no, not this Sunday, that was last Sunday. They're not having anything this Sunday because you've got the book sale going.
Next Sunday, Catherine Wall will be here. She's a South Carolina writer from the Hilton Head area. I think it's actually Beaufort or Beaufort, however you pronounce it, in South Carolina.
Right.
And she will be here. She's wonderful. I've heard her speak before. She's lots of fun to listen to. She writes good murder, mystery, adventure kind of books, and I think people would enjoy her.
That's right. So that is next Sunday, and that is at 3 p.m., I do believe.
Yes,
mm-hmm. That's right. So always something great going on right here at the library. Lois, what have you found? Have you found any books here that you have had, I just got to have here? Have you had a chance to look around?
Actually, I did buy one, the Rand McNally World Atlas, because I thought it would be good to have for the ESL people in the resource center.
Absolutely. You know, at one point we had a girl from Brazil living with us years ago, and we found it very interesting. We were told when she came to live with us that she spoke English. Well, that was a slight exaggeration. So Jeff, my husband, proceeded to try to teach more English and this type of thing. We had a good time doing it. But one of the things that was very interesting is that she didn't have any idea about her own history. Isn't that amazing? And so Jeff spent a lot of time making her read out of a history book from Brazil. So she was fascinated to hear about it, and that's something she had never learned. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had somebody from Japan say that she was studying up so that she would be able to be kind of an ambassador to people here in the United States to tell them about her country.
Yeah, So, you never know what you're going to find out. You never know what you're going to learn, but you can always learn something when you come to the Greenwood County Library. So, like we said, we've got lots of fiction hardback. They've got teens and young adults, big fiction oversized paperbacks, and the cookbooks, nonfiction. People are coming in here left and right to look around. I may just have to scoot around here and ask some people what they're looking for, because I think that could be rather fascinating, what they're looking for. Look at this one, The Tennesseans, A People and Their Land. How about that? And they've got a banjo. How about that, Dana? Seems pretty apropos, doesn't it? All right, and Australian books, Metropolitan Seminars in Art, everything you can imagine. And whether it's on top of the counter or underneath, you are going to find a lot of great possibilities. Excuse me, sir, don't want to be on the radio? Okay. He's looking, and he's in his own world there looking. We have Blood and Money, The Merchants of Immortality. There are some very interesting titles. Oh, my God, and here's a Newt Gingrich book, Winning the Future. So there are all kinds here. How about The President, Between a Rock and a Hard Place? You've got them. You want to be finding a book here. Jeff was going to send me with a list to check it all out, but I think he's going to have to come back here on his own and look. But if you have something you're looking for, you can come right in here, and they will help you with where to look and what you're looking for. They've also got some DVDs, CDs, videos, tapes, and audiobooks. So come on out and check them out. God, look at the children's books, great children's books. And I love the decoration and the artistry that always goes into the children's books. So when you come out here, I'm sure you have a young person that might need a book. Pick up a book. They're not very expensive. It's a great opportunity. God, we've got magazines here for a quarter. Reader's Digest books for 50 cents. I'm going to have to spend some time. You know, one of the things I love to do here is always check out some of the comedy and this type of thing, because that's what we do on the I Love Ann Show. So I'm going to spend some time looking at the books. Right now, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. I'll be back, and then we're going to wrap it up. But you are right here at the Greenwood County Library. I'm making a lot of noise here today. Everybody else is so quiet. I don't understand. I'll be right back.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders, only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Happy days, Saturday, what a day. Oh, that's right. We're right back here at the Greenwood Library. You know, the Veterans Auditorium is such a beautiful place with the light coming in and everything. You know, if you haven't been to the library, you need to come out and check out the library. There are so many functions going on, different aspects of the library. It's not just books. There's a whole lot more. And, of course, part of the reason some of the books actually come from the library, ones that they're culling from the library, Dana?
Yes, some of these are discarded library books, and some of them are donated books from our generous friends in Greenwood.
Absolutely. So there are so much here. Now, you were telling me there are some people that come out just for the science fiction.
Yes, we have a whole bunch of science fiction fans and a whole bunch of Western fans, and we have a table that's just for them. They will find something they like, I'm sure.
And, Ree, if you're listening, there are lots of romance novels here, too. Is that correct? Yes. It looks like you've got a huge double 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rows of romance novels here.
Yes, we do. If romance is what you like, we have.
If romance is what you're looking for. Okay, go ahead, Dana.
We have romance, and we also have the mystery adventure section, which has a lot of the authors you've heard of, and you might even find one that you hadn't tried before. And for 50 cents, you can try it and see if you like it.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this. You're not investing big bucks in buying a book and then finding it's not one you want to keep reading.
Exactly. Or if you've started reading a series and you can't find the beginning of this series, we might have it. You can fill in your knowledge of something very easily.
Absolutely. Now, Dana, let's go through one more time for those that are driving home and thinking about, God, I've got to get by the library book sale. What are the hours of the book sale?
Today we end at 5:30. Tomorrow we're open 9 to 5:30. Saturday, noon to 4. Sunday, 2 to 5:30. And Monday, bargain day, will be 9 to 12.
What exactly does that mean, bargain day? Aren't these already a bargain? Hello!
They are. They're a fabulous bargain.
Right.
But at the very end of the sale, we usually run either half price or so much a bag. We haven't quite decided yet how we'll run it this year, but it will be a good deal.
It sounds like it'll be a great deal. So you got to come out here. You know, you're going to get first pick if you come out today, tomorrow, and of course, then there's today is Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, then Saturday, Sunday. Monday, though, if you want to come by and scoop up some super bargains, make sure you're here 9 to 12. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And we do have to close at 12 because we have to box the leftovers up and we donate them to a local charity.
That's right. That's right. So all the books will go to good causes here.
Absolutely. Nothing gets wasted and everything goes to enhance somebody's life.
Absolutely. Well, I want to talk to Lois some more about Mango. We may have some listeners now who are just tuning in with us here today. You know, Mumbo, Mango, what is this all about here? You can learn a foreign language at no cost if you have a library card, correct?
That's right. And computer access. Anybody, anywhere with a computer can get onto greenwoodcountylibrary.org. And on our homepage, you click on Try Mango. And you'll have access to 49 different foreign languages explained in English, and there's something like 15, you could learn English in 15 other languages.
So whether you are an English speaker or a foreign language speaker, this is something that can help you both ways.
That's correct. And there's two different levels of programs, too. There's just for travelers, if you just want to get the little basics. And then there's a more complete level for fluency as well.
So you can do it if you know you're going to be going to France this year or Italy or, you know, maybe you're going to Mexico and you need to know a little Spanish. It's always helpful to know the language. One of the things that I always enjoy being able to do is have people think I don't know what they're talking about. Don't you? Yes. So, no, I speak no Spanish, but maybe I do understand a little bit of Spanish. It's very helpful, isn't it?
Sure. And just try it. And if you want some help, just call the library, and we'll get somebody to show you how to do it as well. We're very lucky to get a grant through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the American Library Association to offer this to anybody with a Greenwood County Library card.
That's right. And this is, you know, the Greenwood Library was one of, didn't you tell me, 44 libraries across the whole country that got this Dollar General Literacy Grant. So that is pretty huge. Kudos to all that put it together and made it come through. That's quite awesome. And, of course, we've got a beautiful facility right here. Everybody should come out and use the Greenwood County Library.
Yeah, please come. We've got, about 8,000 books to sell here at the book sale.
And you're selling them one at a time. No, you're selling them by the bagful here. That's what I've noticed. People come and buy a bagful, don't they, Dana? I mean, you don't see somebody just buying one book. They got to buy more than one, don't they?
Absolutely. And if you look around, even if you meant only to buy one book, I know you're going to find at least one more that you can't live without.
I mean, when you can buy paperbacks for 50 cents, I mean, you got to spend the whole dollar, right?
Exactly. Why not? It goes to a good cause.
That's right. Now, what is it that it does go to? I mean, we've got a few minutes here. What does all the money that's raised from this go to, Dana?
The book sale is run by the Friends of the Greenwood County Library, and the Friends use their money
to fund the programs for children and teenagers, especially in the summer. There are some adult programs that we fund, but it's for the extras that are not in the normal library budget to enrich the lives of everybody in the Greenwood community.
That's right, and we talk about a lot of the events coming up and things that are happening, so make sure you stay tuned in right here on WCRS to be in the know about what's going on at the library. You know, I always try to do this in the 9 o'clock hour now on the I Love Ann show, so we're always talking about things that are going on. Would you like to become a member of the Friends of the Library? Dana, can you have any more friends, or are you full up?
We always can use more friends. For a single membership, it's only $10 a year. That gets you information about what's going on through our newsletter, which comes out 4 or 5 times a year. There are events that they're not strictly for friends, but you know as a friend that you helped make them happen, which is a good feeling.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I am going to try to spend a few minutes perusing some of the books here. I think I'm going to let Andy play a little music going towards the top of the hour. Lois, thanks so much for spending time and talking about mango. I expect everybody's going to be calling you saying, how do you mango, Lois?
And I'll be glad to tell you.
All right, what's the number to call you here at the library?
941-3044.
Okay, 941-3044. Call Lois Strauss right here at the library. Dana Ellis, I know you're always looking for volunteers. If people want to get involved and help out and have a flexible work schedule and be able to spend a time in a gorgeous environment, they should give you a call. You are the volunteer coordinator. What number should they call here at the library?
My number is 941-4654. I'll be glad to talk to anybody.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Hey, thanks for spending some time with me here today. This is a fabulous place to come and enjoy and find some great books. So come on out. Starting at about a quarter on up to what's the most expensive book here? Is it $5, $10 maybe? $5 covers most all of them. And, you know, they've even got some DVDs here, so make sure you come out. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. I'll be back at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You stay right with us on WCRS.